Hey, Nature Boy.
Nature Boy Ric Flair. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Motor City.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, we have to ask you the question that we've been talking about in the studio for the past half hour. 106 beers with Andre the Giant. Come on, that can't be real. That can't be real.
It wasn't real. And how about two half gallon jugs of wine in 3 hours with him?
How did you roll with him, Rick? Was he your wingman or were you his?
No. I traveled with him when he was younger, before he had gone to New York and became Andre the Giant. We started together in 72. He was in Montreal, and then he came down to Minneapolis, where I started. So, but I had a great time with him, and I was able to watch him, become that great character and personality that he eventually became.
Of course, when we talk about your time here in the Motor City, Rick, it was like I was thinking about Halloween Havoc in '94 with you and Hogan and Mr. T as the ref. And people, yep. And then Muhammad Ali's there. Didn't Ali bring the belt out afterwards?
The Hitman was there too. Tommy Hearns, remember?
That's right.
Everybody came.
Is that one of those things where you wish maybe they turned it where you could win so you could get the belt from Ali?
Yeah. I never win. What the hell? I just entertain the crowd.
Oh, whatever. You always won. I've said this before, Rick. Ric Flair's with us. Legends of Wrestling coming here to the Fraser Hockeyland Arena April. Going to be there April 20th. Goldberg, they said, was Tyson when they set him up. That's who he was going to be, wrestling version of Mike Tyson. Come out and just destroy everybody. To me, Rick, you are Jack Nicholson. You're the crazy guy that gets the women, says everything that we always want to say, and you get away with it.
Well, to some extent. I think that I put me in the Warren Beatty category.
No, Jack Nicholson definitely.
I definitely wasn't Mike Tyson. Mike's a good friend of mine. When they brought Bill on, it was survival of the fittest.
Man.
Bill was the real deal. Is Bill going to be at the show?
I don't know if he's going to be there. He's back here in Detroit all the time. He's a huge Dodge guy, so he's always driving. I talked to him after Mean
Gene. I saw his commercial. Good for him.
Talked to him after Mean Gene passed away. I don't think people knew that his family knew Mean Gene even before wrestling.
That my family?
No, Goldberg's family.
Well, I didn't know they did either.
Yeah.
I've known, you talking about Bill Goldberg?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. I've known Mean Gene since 1972. I was in Minneapolis when he was still there, and we kind of launched our careers at the same time in terms of wrestling at a different level. So, I was very close to Gene, and remained close to him. I couldn't wait to see him at events, and he is one of those guys that really will never be replaced.
That's awesome. Hey, Rick, whose idea was it? Was it Vince's idea to have Batista come into your dressing room during the celebration of your 70th birthday and drag you out? Or were you all in on that? Whose idea was that?
I knew nothing about it. And Dave, as a result of that, I had to have some minor surgery. So Dave was pretty rough on me.
So that's what...
He could never do that to me prior to my illness, like a year and a half ago.
Right, and that's what I think blew me away watching it on TV was just, wow, that's after everything you've been through, that was a lot.
Why would I sit there all night long to go out in front of the biggest crowd they'd had in Atlanta in 4 years to have that? So, Dave knew what he was doing. I couldn't do anything about it, but hopefully Hunter can change that around. Dave's got that A-lister attitude, right? So... he doesn't need us anymore, and it's unfortunate because I've always admired him, and I'm so happy that he's doing well in Hollywood, which he really is. I think Dave is next to The Rock, has taken his wrestling career and parlayed it in Hollywood really at a very high level, Guardians of the Galaxy, et cetera, et cetera. I think his windows are opening every day, and he's just in the top position with you know, I didn't go there that night with the idea of, you know, being Batista's bitch by any means.
That's horrible, Rick. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too.
Man, yeah. Who was your, well, on the other side of the coin then, I know it's a pedestrian question, who was your favorite match? Who was, like, for me, it was you and Steamboat. I love those matches. I'll watch them anytime I can watch them. But was there someone when you were going to wrestle against him, you were like, we're going to have extra fun tonight?
Well, it would be most definitely, there were four guys that I just had incredible chemistry with, if that's the word. Steamboat, Sting, Harley Race, and Dusty Rhodes. It was a night off. Well, Ricky Morton was a night off. I had a lot of nights off. You know, when I went in the ring at 10 o'clock, I was thinking about what bar I'd be in at 11:30.
So
I didn't give the match a second thought. That was the easy part of the evening.
That was second nature to you. So do people have people still, I always wonder, like, trying to pick out
the woman at the end of the night, that was rough.
Oh, easy. They see, now you're more Nicholson than Beatty. Okay, you're kind of going that way again.
That
was more Jack Nicholson than Warren Beatty there, Rick.
Yeah, okay.
Do people offer you money to give him a chest smack?
To give him a chest slap?
Yeah.
All the time. I don't do it, though, because it's just, you know, it's funny you ask that. If I do a Comic-Con or what we call a WrestleCon, like a big event for all the way, I will probably get, if I'm there a couple of days, I'll probably get, you know, between 40 and 60 people that ask me to do that to them. So
I don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it would hurt me more now than it would hurt them.
last year, what was it, Billy Gunn? Because I was there last year with you guys hanging out. What a great time last year Legends of Wrestling was. But I had Billy Gunn give me like 40% on the chest. And that's not even something that he was known for. And it was like, okay, I don't want to take the 100%.
Billy didn't break your ribs. Billy's a big, strong guy, man.
He is massive, and you can.
Yeah, he takes great care of himself. He's got a, you know, like a world-class physique. His only weakness is he doesn't drink. So I don't trust him all the time. But Billy Gunn is a prototype, a man's man.
See, and I always thought it was Arn.
You better make this known that if I'm at this event, Bret Hart is in the seat behind me. Make sure of that.
Oh, really?
I'll do my best. I'm just going to be the guy announcing matches and shaking your hand. So,
yeah, Nature Boy number one. Hitman number two.
we'll take care of that, man. Fraser Hockeyland Arena, April 20th. Legends of Wrestling Fan Experience live event. Rick Flair,
we're coming down. It's bad enough that the Nasty Boys are coming. But now I'm coming with them, and that's never good. You know? For as many women to show up, there'll be that many women to leave and discuss. So thank God I got married and I've slowed myself down. But the stories are endless. Tremendous guys, tremendous personalities, most definitely need to be in the Hall of Fame. And
amen.
Of course, Bret Hart, his reputation, and how awesome Bret is speaks for itself. So when I say that, I say it in jest. And I'm just at this point in life, I'm happy for both Bret and I that we're still alive. He's had some health issues, too. So, Bret and I just talk. We know we can't do anything to each other anymore.
you just talk smack.
Yeah, we just joust, and I can always out joust him.
Well, that 30 for 30, we learned all about that. So, Rick, we'll see you here. We'll take you out to dinner at London Chop House. Look it up online. If you want a good steak, we'll take you out.
Okay, and remember, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm always looking for 10,001.
Now I'm not bringing my wife. Okay.
It could be Miss Detroit. Woo!
Woo! Okay, we get the Lions cheerleaders now. We'll work on it. You the man. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Tell us a question. Can I answer? The Pistons are, what, in 20th place?
No.
And ever since Bob Probert passed away, the Red Wings can't beat anybody. What's up?
You know what? We need more tough guys, Rick.
That's true, yeah.
We got to get tough.
Joey Koser and Bobby Lamp, I don't know.
You're right on that. Ever since they started going more finesse hockey, the younger speed guys and not as tough, they've lost it a little bit. That's for sure.
Well, not just finesse guys, but we can't pronounce their last name.
There you go.
Was Bob Probert a four horseman? Like, was he that? He would have been one of the four horsemen, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Bob Probert, most definitely. Bob and I are good friends, and they've done a documentary on it that says it all. If you get a chance to see it, it's absolutely fabulous. So,
yeah,
I love Detroit, and it's a great wrestling town, and Nature Boy's on his way.
Woo! Woo! We'll see you here, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Right. Bye.
Hey, Ryan, please. This is Jim Duggan calling.
Hey, Hacksaw, how you doing, man? This is Ryan.
Good, brother. How about yourself?
Good, buddy. What's the feel? Obviously, we are talking about Legends of Wrestling, the fan experience, and it's returning to Frazier Hockeyland Arena on April 20th, which is just the perfect venue for this type of intimate setting with you guys. But you missed out on last year's trip to Detroit. What's your feelings coming back here, man? Because I know one of your biggest memories has to be of, you know, Mania 3 in Detroit. So what's the feelings getting ready to come back here in April?
Well, you know, Ryan, excuse me, but the first thing Hacksaw Jim Duggan has to do is give a big, hey-oh!
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. I knew you were going to throw it out. I've studied you enough to knew you were going to throw it out there, so I wanted to let it happen naturally.
Yeah, it's just part of the deal. Everybody should have a good hoe in the morning.
A good hoe in the morning. There we go. I love it. Get you going.
But anyway, Detroit, I tell you, these shows, the Legends of Wrestling shows, are great shows because you got the top guys from the golden age of wrestling, Ric Flair, Bret Hart, and you got the top young talent trying to make it now in the tough profession. So it's a great combination, and it's a fun, family-friendly night out also.
Absolutely, and I think you hit it on the head there with you got the golden age, because I grew up, I'm 28, I grew up, my era was the Attitude Era, and but I mean, I grew, you know, obviously grew up with you guys and my brothers who's older than me, and my dad who watched growing up, they grew up with you guys, so I got their stories. But I think what this day does is really allows you with the Q&A session especially. I mean, I heard some stories from like Rick last year and Ricky Steamboat, a couple stories that we've never heard, especially being a young guy. That's why I think it's such a perfect event for somebody my age to go to, because we finally get to hear your stories from you, not just the myths and all the legends of some of the wild tales from back in the day.
Yeah, it's crazy how many folks remember that golden age of professional wrestling. I mean, Hogan, Andre the Giant, Macho Man, Savage, and the worldwide appeal, too. You know, just recently, my wife and I were down in Christchurch, New Zealand at a Comic-Con, and people down there are going, ho! I said, nobody knows Tom Brady in Christchurch, but they'll go, ho!
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing the appeal of wrestling around the world. And, of course, pretty much all started with WrestleMania 3, the Pontiac Silverdome.
And
just went on from there. You know, one thing a lot of folks don't realize, though, is how competitive wrestling is. You know, a lot of young kids go, you know, I'd like to be a wrestler. I said, well, great, chase your dreams, because who would have ever thought a young guy like Daniel Bryan would have made it? But as a business, you know, you think of it as, you know, this year there's 1,500 NFL football players playing. There's 600 NBA basketball players playing. There's 100 WWE wrestlers. It's an extremely competitive business, and you got kids from all over the world trying to get there. And that's why a show like Legends of Wrestling is so good. Everybody's trying to make it to that next level, and our old-timers are out to be there and just kind of folks remember that era. And like you said, the meet and greet is a whole lot different than a lot of wrestling shows, where you have an opportunity to come up, talk to the guys, ask them questions, get autographs, get pictures. You know, folks bring their action figures. It's a fun. It's like a carnival almost.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, it's like nothing. It's like no other wrestling event. Obviously, there's times where you can meet some people, but especially now, and just doing my wrestling podcast and being a big wrestling fan, I can see how shut down the WWE really is when it comes to kind of putting their people out there, unless it's something they want to do. A superstar's not going to do something. So this is the greatest.
Right. And guys, for myself, I haven't seen, I see Rick every once in a while, but I haven't seen Bret the Hitman Hart in a while. So it's kind of like a reunion for us. The Nasty Boys are going to be there, Rick, of course, and Bret. So it's going to be a fun night for us old timers, but also a great night because we know the window's closing quick on us, guys. So we want to go out there and enjoy and give the fans a one last shot.
Absolutely, I love it. And just like I said, I can't stress how much just seeing you know the older generation and stuff and being able to really learn from them is incredible. And the wrestling, the house shows after are awesome. These are the guys you're going to see in the future. That's why anybody who's listening or you know who's going to listen to this and say, they're not, you know, nobody's wrestling that I know, that's not true. You're going to know some of these guys in the future. You know, I stuck around and watched a lot of the matches, introduced a couple of the wrestlers last year, and you can see that some of these guys are well on their way to you know moving up in promotions, or you know at one time hopefully getting to the WWE. So it's not just some throwaway wrestlers we're getting.
Right, and you never know if an old timer might hit the ring. Tough guy. Well, the 2x4 still works, brother, I'll tell you.
There you go. See, I was trying last year so bad to allow the company to let me in the ring and let me take a garbage can from the Nasty Boys, but with how nuts they are about somebody getting hurt, they wouldn't let me do it. But I'm like, man, we got the Nasty Boys going to be there, Hacksaw's going to be there with the sledgehammer. Somebody's got to allow me to take a bump. I need to do that. So I might have to work it out with you this year.
The Nasties will gladly hit you and give you a ride to Pity City, one of the two. But
oh yeah, yeah, that's what I got one of those in the studio last year. So hopefully, hopefully we can get it down in the ring. right on. Yeah, it's the Legends of Wrestling fan experience, Frazier Hockeyland Arena on April 20th. Really quick, I know I got to let you go, but last thing, Jim, I wanted to ask you, what's your thoughts on the product of WWE right now? Do you like the direction that they're going in?
Yeah, well, you know, the pendulum swings both ways. You know, for a while it was a real family show.
Right.
You know, and then with Edge and Lita, it almost got X-rated. And so it goes back and forth. And it's hard to stay, you know, popular for so many. How many times have they run a live show? It's crazy. And it's hard to be critical of a company that will have, you know, 100,000 people at WrestleMania from 40 different countries.
Right.
So I think the kids nowadays are more professional and more athletic, but I think my generation was probably more creative. And I don't watch the product too much, but it's still popular. So whatever works for the folks, you know, works.
Right on. Yeah, no,
I know you're X generation guy, you know, Stone, you're probably a Stone Cold fan, right, Ryan?
Right, yeah.
Just before I go, young guy, I got to tell you, I think I beat Stunning Steve Austin so bad, he had to shave his head and change his name. We'll see how Legends are wrestling.
Oh, love it, Hacksaw. Hey, thanks for joining me, and we will see you April 20th at Frazier Hockeyland Arena. I'm very excited. You were one of the guys growing up who I was told to look at, so very excited to meet you and say hello with you and spend some time, so looking forward to it.
Look forward to it, buddy. We'll see you in Detroit.
All right. Talk to you soon, Hacksaw.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.